you ever been spit on? Yeah, it's Justin Scott and Spiegel. Best of 2022 year-end spectacular. And we did it. We opened up the phone lines and talked about being spit on. This all stemmed from that weird Harry Styles video where apparently Harry Styles was spitting on Chris Pine at some award show. So we wanted to hear from you. Have you ever been spit on? And I think, if I remember correctly, I may have shared a moment in my life where, that exact thing happened to me. And it was shocking and heartbreaking, and it was just a moment where we knew that this thing we have together is no more. But here it is, getting spit on.
Josh, I don't want to jump ahead of news too much if you have it.
No, I mean, I don't have that momentarily. I know it's this is like a Watergate.
Yeah, this thing is like Zabruder. Do you see this new footage of the alleged Harry Styles spit onto Chris Pine?
I didn't see this. Is this spit on or alleged spit on video?
There is the motion, what appears to be a spitting motion, but no one has seen spit. Okay. No one's seen a lunger. There is an edited video out there. Joe, I task you with finding it. Did you see the one yesterday? It's 100% something somebody did in like Final Cut Pro, where it's Harry Styles walking up to Chris Pine and dropping a dead goat in his lap.
Yeah.
It's so well done. The way this dead body like sloughs off his lap onto the ground and the crowd screams. But maybe we'll get an update on that. This stupid film, Don't Worry, Darling. But we started talking about what you would do. Someone spits on you. You have to kill them, right? Like, that's an immediate, like, any judge worth their weight in powdery white wigs and long black robes would go, okay, I'm really not a fan of manslaughter, but I understand. They hocked a lunger in your face. You get community service.
God, should I share this?
You want to wait? Tell us after sports. You got something juicy?
I mean, it's not good. It's a very sad moment in my life. But
fantastic.
Yeah. All right, I need to share, I guess. We kind of teased earlier in the hour.
Do I know this, or is this new information?
Nah, I mean, this is just old relationship stuff. The year was 2005.
Let's take us back.
And I was living in Albany, working. I was in a relationship, but it wasn't going well. I remember exactly where we were. We were living in this apartment. It looks like every other apartment. Like, you know, when you go to the apartments and there's like the living room and there's two bedrooms and the whole like galley kitchen.
Yep.
And we were in the kitchen and there was an argument happening. And this person that I was with was very, God, I don't know how to describe
it. Animated?
She was a tough one. She was tough, man.
A complete
to the point when like we finally broke up. All my friends came out of the woodwork and were like, thank God.
Yeah.
Like, what were you thinking? Why were you?
That's hilarious.
And like, no one told me. No
we
one,
didn't want to say anything.
Yeah,
you no seem so happy.
Yeah, no one tells you while you're in it. And it's like, and I kind of knew, but it wasn't going well. And we were arguing.
Okay.
And we're in this like little galley kitchen. And she spit in my face.
Oh. Just
spit in my
right
face.
In your face.
Yeah.
And I ask how much?
It was.
And did you get an erection?
No, I mean, I don't know. I can't remember how much, but I remember. I mean, you remember that, right?
It was like, there it is.
Yeah, and it was like, once it happened, we both just kind of froze, and we knew, like, that's the death knell.
We're done here.
Yeah. It was like, okay, we're done.
I'm going to turn around.
That's exactly what happened.
And so are you, and neither one of us are going to end up in the police blotter.
We kind of just, we both froze. I kind of walked away slowly, and I was like, I think I might have even, like, cried or something, because I knew, like,
that's
things,
it.
Things weren't good, but that was the end.
That's a new level.
That was credits. I was like, okay. Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
thank you.
Bad,
Jones
man.
Did you a favor by having such a definitive thing done.
Yeah.
Because had she not done that, you could have reasoned with yourself later on. Well, maybe that one thing she said about my mother, she didn't really mean. No, as you're wiping loogie off of your brow, you're like,
it was pretty clear.
We're done.
And cut to maybe 2 to 3 months later, standing in that same exact kitchen in a completely empty apartment just by myself. All I think I had was a mattress and a dresser. And that was it. All the couches were gone. The table's gone. I'm standing in this apartment wondering what I'm going to do with my life. And the phone rings. And it was Dave Hill.
Was the woman?
Our old boss. It was Dave Hill, our old boss, who
offered me a job here.
Because I knew that story, that but I didn't know that
up
specific.
With someone, yeah.
I knew you left New York, not just because of a woman, but it helped get you gone because, wow, I didn't know that. Oh, I knew that you had a job offer and there wasn't much keeping you there.
Oh,
but the fact that she just launched an oyster at your face.
God works in mysterious ways.
Oh, everything happens for a reason.
Through spit. Yes. She basically blessed you. She anointed your forehead with a Luger.
There you go.
A year ago, I was in Grawls at the Cape St. Clair Shopping Center. And I'm not sure if I told you guys this or not. 410-338-1098. What the hell would you do if you got spit on? Or did you do?
Oh, what did you do? Yeah.
This guy, and I say guy, he might have been 19 or 20. Oof. He walks down the aisle as I'm walking up it, and he's mad-dogging people. Like, Joe, look at me. Like, he walk towards me,
he's
and I'll walk
towards
him.
For something.
And he's gone. His eyes are wide. And he does that. He does this. And I see it. I'm like, I swear to God, I was like, do I know him? I see him do it to someone else. And then someone else. And he ain't right.
Yeah.
Obvious. I see him and a young girl. They go and run out of the store. I run, quick sprint. Manager follows after them. They have been caught shoplifting. And I think they stole something weird, like toothpaste, like a bag of chips, candy. They're teenagers. I think they're probably high. And I know the manager of this Grawls. And he is a short Wilford Brimley. He's a sweet old man, but he goes out there after him. And this guy gets like nose to nose and starts doing the I'm gonna hit you move, like he starts cocking back. I do a quick assessment and go, this guy's 19. I don't think anything on him appears to be ablated anything. He's about $120. I think I have this. And me and another guy in line go out there and we start yelling, hey dude, get away from him. And F you, and F you's ensues, and the girl that he was with sat him down in the car, and I kind of put my hand around the manager, go, let's just go inside. And the guy mouthed something to me, you blank, I'm not going to say. Mm-hmm. I spit on his car and said, do something about it. And he started to get out, and his girlfriend kept him in the car. I don't know where it came from to this day. The first person I called was Joe Robinson, of all people. But I spit on the hood of his, like, Hyundai Santa Fe.
Hell yeah.
I don't know what I was thinking. I have no idea.
I'm fine with that.
I just spit on it. Do something about it. And I realized this kid's like 19, maybe, but he was very small. And I was like, I could probably handle him. There's not a lot of people I could, but quite possibly. 410-338-1098. What's going on, Zach?
Hey, boys. Thanks for calling. Good to hear from you.
How's the leg doing?
We're healing up pretty good. I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow. Should get released totally to do what I want.
Okay, Zach broke his leg on the dance floor. So what happened to you, pal?
Yeah, so my best friend turns into a complete cornball when he's drunk, like worse than me.
Yeah.
And he looked at me and hocked a lunger right on the side of my head. He goes, yeah, you like that, don't you? And we were in somebody else's kitchen at a party, and it's real impolite to fight in somebody else's house. So I waited till he was asleep. And I poured water on his crotch and all down his leg. And when we woke up, everybody made fun of him for pissing himself.
There you go.
There you go. A clever revenge.
Yeah, a clever.
You bided your time. Sinister Zach, we call him. Jim says, 20 years ago, I almost beat the hell out of a kid for convincing his brother to spit on me while I was in the middle of a meeting outside the store that I worked at. I literally sent the kid out to run straight. He literally sent the kid straight up to me to spit on me in front of other people. So this guy is just at work. He sends his brother to go in to spit on him because he knows he's not going to fight a kid.
Yeah.
But he knows, like, oh, you sent him. That's the assassin you hired. So you're about to catch these hands. Yeah, man, that is, I mean, Josh, you are probably one of the most hygienic people I've ever met.
Yeah, that's right.
You say germaphobe, I say hygienic. There's few things filthier than the human mouth. We've discussed if you had to have a bite from a dog or a human, get it from a dog. Because the amount of garbage going on in the human mouth, it is just an underground monkeypox man orgy. Someone spits on the news genius. How quickly are you just holding an entire kidney?
I will reach into their mouth and rip out their tongue and rip out their entire teeth thing.
Joe, come on over. See if you work one up.
Yeah, see yeah, spit on happens. Josh real quick.
Okay. I would rather tongue kiss my dog.
Oh, hell yeah.
Than have to. No, if somebody would spit on me.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't even fathom that because, I mean, the hatred that somebody has towards someone to spit on you.
I was asked to do that a long time ago during an act of intimacy.
Yeah.
And I said no.
Well, yeah, well, you know, if it's consensual, that's one thing. But
it's been years since I've heard from my cousin.
You got it. I mean, a real piece of trash has to be the type of person to spit on someone.
That's a villainous level.
Yeah, use your words. God. Now, as far as how many people I've spit on.